This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what's taking place in the grains today?
Well, we're seeing at least a little bit of buying strength in the grain markets so far today. Now, we'll see if it can hold in here. It's kind of, at least for corn and soybeans, more soybeans than corn been fleeting off the highs from last night and early part of the session. You know, first, let's go to the wheat market. That's where the most strength's been the last couple of days. Obviously, watching some of the weather coming through, we got 70s and 80s going across the central plains today, and those temperatures are going to quickly drop tonight and tomorrow. So maybe you're throwing a little weather premium in that KC wheat price. That's probably helping that wheat market out a little bit there. We got to be careful. U.S. wheat is still not competitive on the global scale in terms of global prices. So maybe it's a short-lived rally. We'll have to just see how things kind of play out. I think that's helped the corn market. Plus, too, you know, we've gotten through the basis contract window for the most part. Those producers that had basis contracts had to either price or roll them. I think that put a lot of selling pressure into the corn market the last couple of days. That kind of came to an end yesterday when we reversed things higher. We are seeing a little bit of follow through today. We do have first notice day for the March contracts for all the grains coming up on Thursday. So we're seeing just some end of the month movement there. It'd be nice to see us get a few more pennies out of this corn rally here. But again, still the markets are on the defensive overall and still trending lower. Lastly, the soybean market. I said good, strong move from the start of the day. We did actually pick up an export sale this morning from unknown destinations. So a combination of that, some short covering.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa Ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February. At midday, March corn up 2.25 at 409.25. March soybeans up 2.5 at 11.38.5. On the Merc, April live cattle down 25 cents at 187.85. March feeder cattle down 27 cents at 252.77. April lean hogs down 22 cents at 86 even. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.